Merlin, what do you want to share regarding the energy for the month of July 2022? Thank you for connecting. This is such a beautiful opportunity for you as you take flight in July. July literally is a month to fly high above all the worries, all the tension that you have experienced and now are ready to relinquish and heal. And the way that taking flight helps with that is your whole way of seeing things shifts to a broadening view. You become the eagle that looks down and sees all the details and also the big vision. So you have the whole experience at your disposal. If you can rephrase it as you are aware of the weather forecast, the energy forecast being high up in the sky, and then you can see how the weather is impacting the earth below, while at the same time being in contact with the energy of the earth due to your incredible abilities to hone in on any part of the journey that you're on and take care of whatever needs to be addressed. So the taking flight is very important in July because it will keep you out of the morass of any sticky energy, what you might call drama, that may come to the surface. And many things are coming to the surface now. That can be literal in terms of earth changes, and it can be energetically, obviously, within your heart, memories, emotional disturbances that now are seeking to just be healed and first of all revealed, right? The revelation of whatever is stuck and sticky energy within you first has to be seen. And so again, taking the bird's eye view allows you to extricate yourself from the I don't want to say rut, but the daily activities that you take for granted and that may take you away from being refreshed and open to something that is brilliant and just absolutely inspiring, that is literally there, but you don't see it because you're so caught up in your regular activities. So if you could maybe allow yourself some time off in order to feel this taking flight energy, which especially early in the month and mid-month, because by the end of the month it will intensify, and that what I mean is the potential for drama. So you have this opportunity and it will serve you well, because as you rise above it all, you literally are then able to guide others who may be caught in the web per se. So be just in that exciting risk, where you risk your heart, where you are so open that you allow your vulnerability to come forth. And in doing so, you are healed because you are literally not judging, not afraid to see, not fearful of what might show up if you do let go and surrender and take flight. The lighter your load, the easier it is for you. And we want to now lighten our loads. We want to simplify. We want to just be exactly in the place that we need to be without all the other external distractions and disturbances. And you know, if it rains, if it thunders, you know that the rainstorm will pass and you take shelter. And when you are in a place of simplicity and lightness of being, the taking shelter is much easier. because there's not much you need to adjust. There's just a quick understanding that the energy has shifted and you're able to recalibrate and naturally melt into a new way of being. So what it is truly is the genius aspect of July itself is inviting you to partake in something extraordinary, and that is your inner genius. You have a powerful energy within you that seeks to be expressed every day, and it is your soul. And your soul is eternal, and it doesn't identify with your body at all because it is not your body. And because July is a day, is a month where you physically are able to feel things, remember that the physical is the final destination. Everything has happened already on another plane energetically, and your intuition can be in touch with that other plane. So by the time you feel something physically, it's already been embodied on all other levels. And so this is a call for you to really be listening to your body and acknowledge if there are any sensations, and they can be very delightful sensations, they can be uplifting and invigorating sensations, or they can be sensations that are calling you to readjust and breathe and allow a message to come through so that you can adjust actually on every level and comprehend that there is something that needs to be purged and let go of. So you have the ability to take flight, see the bird's eye view, feel the amazing divine consciousness pulsing through your heart and literally guiding your every moment. And this will set you up beautifully to move through the intensity of the rest of the year, which really picks up the end of July and then moves into the final months. And you will be so ready. You will not have any concern. You will just know everything is taken care of and that you can be there for others in a beautiful way if you just remember that 2022 is a year of nurturing as well. It is a six universal year, and here in the ethers, we really tune into this number six because it is so part of the human experience to nurture and to love. And the same goes for you. Allow yourself to be nurtured. Take this energy and take it to heart, because that's where love resides. That's where nurturing truly resides, not in the mind, but in how you feel. So pay attention to your feelings, let go, soar to great heights, take flight into your inner genius, and remember your inner genius is not mental, it is intuitive. Have a beautiful month and just really enjoy who you are, love who you are, embrace who you are. Who you are is not your body, it is your soul. Make friends with your soul. Sending you all so much love, so much strength and courage, and of course, trust in the magic. And we will talk again next month.